Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. And with the Lord's help, we will continue and conclude the message that I've been sharing all week on the four living creatures of Ezekiel. Some fascinating parallels, symbolic representations, if you will, found in the description of these four living creatures, parallels to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't have time really to go through a recap. Again, I encourage you, if you ever miss a broadcast or want to rehear one, just go to unveilchrist.org and you can listen at your convenience anytime. But we want to continue on with a couple final characteristics of the four living creatures. Actually, I've shared there's 7 points. Basically, their origin, they came out of the fire of God, their character, they were living, their appearance, they have the face of a man, a lion, an ox, an eagle, their movements, they just went straight forward, which is a exhortation for us to keep our face set as a flint on the things of God, not to turn to the right or to the left, which indicates going off in a wrong way. Their influence, well, they were very self-assertive. They were very bright. They had lightnings and coals of fire and lamps. I mean, they definitely got one's attention. And beloved, we are a city set on a hill. The light that is in us is going to grow brighter and brighter, be more visible the darker the days come. And so, beloved, we have been given a tremendous ministry. We should be filled with the Spirit, and that lamp of life will shine, and the lightning of conviction and revelation will go forth how it is needed in this hour when there's such backsliding, such lukewarmness in the church, such false doctrine that is being promulgated by the emergent church. I mean, things that are absolutely contrary, opposed to Scripture, and these are terrible times, perilous times in which we're living. But beloved, we don't have to be afraid. If you are submitted to God, if you will reverence the Word of God as in fact absolute and inerrant, you won't go astray. That's why the Holy Spirit was given, so we won't get off on tangents. We'd know, we'd be able to discern that which is of God and that which is not. And so, beloved, we don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to be concerned that the enemy is going to destroy us. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Just as there was a shield around Job, I believe God has placed a shield around His people. He gives His angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We must walk in that kind of anointing, that kind of authority, realizing that the enemy cannot do anything against us. He cannot take our lives. He cannot harm or hurt us, because the Lord is with us as long as we walk in obedience to the Word of God. All right, let's move on. The sixth thing I'd like to share with you in terms of parallels to the four living creatures and the body of Christ is their accompaniments. In other words, were they by themselves? What was with them? Well, verses 15 through 21 declares in Ezekiel, when the living creatures went, the wheels went with them. And the rings of the wheels were so high that they were dreadful and full of eyes. And the Spirit, listen to this, it sounds so mysterious, but it's really beautiful as you get understanding. The Spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Beloved, I would suggest that this is symbolic of the divine providence of God in relation to His redeemed people. That wonderful promise we have in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. And so, beloved, that everything that we come in contact with, even the negative things, even through the battles, they can be used for our good. The spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. What is 2 Chronicles 16 and 9? A beautiful passage. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. So the term full of eyes, that sounds so strange, but it refers not only to God's providence, but also his perfect knowledge of all his works and his absolute wisdom of all of his doings. These wheels were mysterious or dreadful. They were unerring. They were full of eyes, and they were in perfect accord with the living creatures. The same spirit was in them. Is that beautiful? The same spirit it was in them. That means we have that same comfort, the spirit of the living God is in us. What a comfort to us as the people of God, the church of God. So, beloved, the wheels and the living creatures are seen as one. They were animated. They were moved by one spirit and moved by one impulse. They had one heart, one mind. They were in unity. They were in obedience to the will of God. Isn't that beautiful? So when it says, you know, the creatures only went with, the wheels went with the living creatures, that means we're one in the spirit of God, not only with one another, but with God's spirit. Praise God. And the final point I'd like to share with you, it was in verse 19. It says, the living ones were lifted up from the earth. What does that suggest to you? Well, doesn't the word say we're already seated in heavenly places? Of course, not our physical bodies, but our spirits are. In other words, we have been given power and authority and the invitation to be, as it were, seated with Jesus to look at things of this earth, look at things of our own earthly life, things in this natural realm through his eyes. We have the mind of Christ. So we have such tremendous divine prerogative and privilege that is given to us. Now, it mentions in Scripture, in Ezekiel, that the wheels and the living creatures were being lifted simultaneously. And so that shows us, it demonstrates to us, that God's purposes through the Spirit of God are being carried out as He wills in this world. What did Jesus, when he gave us a pattern of prayer, he said, pray our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he goes on to conclude, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is God's will. And a day is coming when the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, there's much rebellion now. There's much sorrow now. There's much hatred and strife and all manner of evil workings that are inspired and come from the very pit of hell. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, I'm what, 69 years old. When I grew up, it was unheard of, the thought of anyone, of massacres in school grounds. I mean, that you wouldn't even begin to think of that. There was a decency. I mean, now there was always sin and there was always evil, but not to the extent that it is now. And in the lifetime of one person, people that are getting, as myself, up in years, we have seen such a dramatic change of this nation. And beloved, if there's ever a time we need to pray for our nation, for our leaders, for God, we can't pray out, you know, the judgments of God. God has a plan. He has a purpose. He has a definite timeline in which end time events are going to be worked out and acted, reenacted out. But only as far as the return of Jesus, even Jesus said, only the Father knows, not the angels in heaven. And we can know the season. We're seeing scriptural evidences. The Israelites have come back to the land of Israel. They're a nation. Again, many different signs to indicate the time is close for the return of the Lord. But we're to live as if today could be our last day. Be as prepared. Be as on fire. And so they were lifted up, it says, lifted up from the earth. Another way of looking at this thought is when the living creatures are lifted up, the wheels are lifted up. And beloved, that's a sobering, solemn thought for an ungodly, Christ-rejecting world. We may not know the precise time, but we know that the church shall be lifted up from the earth. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 declares, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Beloved, that's the rapture of the church. Praise God. When the wheels of Almighty grace cease to move in the world, the flaming fires of retribution and judgment will be kindled. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with an everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day." Beloved, we're living in a time when we need to choose sides. Who is on the Lord's side? Beloved, if you're not walking with God, simply pray a prayer and ask God, ask the Lord Jesus to come in to be into your heart and into your life, not only as Savior, but as Lord. And if you're not walking with God the way you should be, if you're backslid, if God is wooing you back, beloved, repent of your sins. There is no other way, no other salvation outside of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and give yourself wholeheartedly to him. Beloved, this is an hour in which we're living, that the redeemed of the Lord must say so. May your testimony, may our testimony be that which reflects and is befitting the return of our King. Praise God. Well, I wish I had more time with you, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in next time as we share the good things of God. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.